Okay, let's get into Kilayim, Daf Ayin Vav. Kilayim Ayin Vav, as we continue in this last parak of Maseches Kilayim about Kilay Bet Begadim, what we call Shatnez, as we have the details, all about Big Day Kilay Begadim. We spoke yesterday a little bit about the messages behind the halacha, even though it's a classic chok. A classic chok that we know of, the Shatnez, is the example given, but we saw messages from the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai and the Chizkuni, and the Rambam. Okay, so now we're up to Ayin Hey Amabez, the second to last line. Ha'isi Omar, continuing the Braisa, afilu pishon shel yam, afilu kanvus, that's our Gersa. You might think that even flax of the sea, or some type of kanvus, the Gersa of the Marafolda is afilu pishon shalem. It means, maybe I would have thought, if there's flax with an accompanying name, you don't just call it pishon, but you call it pishon something, you might have thought that those are also included in the Isser D'Araisa, Tamalomar, Tsemer u'pishtim. We have a Hekesh, we compared Tsemer and Pishtim. Mat Tsemer, Shein Lo Shein Lavai, just like Tsemer does not have any accompanying name, it's just wool, Av Kol Davar Shein Lo Shein Lavai. So to anything that doesn't have an accompanying name, that's what's Isser D'Araisa. If something has a Shein Lavai, that's not what the Torah meant. Minayin Shein Lo Shein Lavai, and how do we know that? It doesn't have a Tsemer, does not have a Shein Lavai, and once you learn that, so then you know Pishtim, which is comparable to that. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Ksivu Meisha Melech Moav Haya Nokeid, because the pasuk says in Sefer Malachim that Meisha, the king of Moab, was a Nokeid. My Nokeid Roeh, a Nokeid is a shepherd. Why? Some say because Nukudim are spots, and many sheep have spots. Veheshiv, or maybe Nokeid means to count, and sheep are counted. Veheshiv Lamelech Yisrael Mea Elef Karma Mea Elef Elim Tsemer. And he gave a tribute to the king of Yisrael. He gave 100,000 karim and 100,000 elim tsemer, wool of rams. So you see, it's just called wool. Ein lecha kari tsemer, ela tsemer, elim bilvad. That is the classic tsemer without a shem levi. Right? The roe, I think we mentioned in the past, there's a beautiful thought there about this. Solomon has in Matnas Chaim on Ma'amarim, where he talks about the Medjish, the Alkut Shimoni on the Pasuk Tehillim of Mizmor L'David, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, Hashem is my shepherd. So the Medjish says, Amar Avchama Bar Chanina, Motse Ein Lecha Umnis Bezuya Yoser Mishal Roa. You don't find any more lowly umnis, more than a shepherd. Shekal Yamav Uholech B'maklo B'tarmilo. He always goes with his stick and with his knapsack. V'David Karal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roa. And David calls Hashem a Roa. Right? What a lowly profession. Amar David Mizakenim Esbonan. David says, I learned from my elders. Yaakov Karos Oroa. Yaakov called Hashem a Roa. Halokim HaRoa Osi. Afani Ani Karios Oroa. So do I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Roa Shenem Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. So what exactly is the message of the uniqueness of the name Roeh, that David called Hashem a Roeh, based on Yaakov calling him a Roeh. So he quotes from the Das HaKenim. We know in Vayigash, when Paro asks Yaakov how old you are, and he complains, he says, Ma'at v'ra'im ha'yu yimei shnei chayai, v'lo yisigu es yimei shnei chayai avos ha'yimei migureihem. And the Das HaKenim quotes the Medrash, that when he says, Ma'at v'ra'im ha'yu, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani malatiticha me'esav u'milavan, I saved you from Esav and Lavan. Vechzarti l'chadina, gam Yosef, yata Mitzrayim al chayecha, shem ma'at v'ra'im chayecha, shebeminyan ha'tevo, sheyesh min v'yomer ad bimei migurai, 33 words, so 33 years are going to be taken off, right? Because Yisrael Avinu lived to 180, and Yaakov only lived to 147. So he was punished for that. So why was he punished for it? Because he had a certain attitude. Ma'at v'ra'im, but he saw it was difficult. At the end of his life, he says, "Parshas Vayechi, Elokim haRoeh Osi," because he knew that the Ra'ah is really Roeh, and that's why Elokim haRoeh Osi in Vayechi is spelled without the Vav, spelled Chaser, to allude to the fact that Yaakov Avinu realized that Ra'ah is really Roeh. Himsi Tar Chadash LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim haRoeh Osi, Ani Ta'isi, Kamo Atzon. Just like the sheep, where you have sheep that want to graze in a certain area, but the roe knows that there's a wild animal here. There's a coyote that's going to eat the sheep, so he moves them even though they don't understand it. He protects me. He taught generations how to understand Elokim haRoeh Lo Echsar. And that's why it's spelled without the Vav to allude to that, but that's the Roeh. That's the special name Roeh that Yaakov Avinu gave to Hashem, that David HaMelech gave to Hashem. And that's what Mesha Melech Moav here is called the Roeh. Okay, we continue. The only items, only clothing that is mitame could become could get tumas negayim. We know it's a totally miraculous idea. Tsaras on the body is one level. Tsaras on the beged. Tsaras on the house. Interesting. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that could be according to one man d'amar. Tsaras habayis never happened. Seems to be a machlokas because Rashi on Chumash says that why did Tsaras habayis? Why did Hashem bring Tsaras habayis on a person's house? Because they break open the wall where the Tsaras is and they'll find the treasures that the Amorim had left there. So it sounds like it actually happened. But here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think that Fayin Aleph tells us that it could be that according to some opinions, there are three halachas that never happened. Lohayev lo nivra, ben sor amora, ira nidachas, and bias hamenuka. So the Gemara doesn't have that opinion about a beged hamenuka, just a bias hamenuka. But the Gemara says here that the beged hamenuka is only by tzemer and pishtim, those types of begadim. Dichsiv bebeged tzemer or bebeged pishtim, because it says that. It says that beferish, the pasuk in Chumash. Yachol yu metamen bein svu and bein shein. And svu, you might think that a beged, it doesn't matter what color it is, could get tumas saras. You might think that's a tamba lomar. No, bebeged tzemer or bebeged pishtim. No, only tzemer and pishtim, which means the natural color. Ma pishtim kibur yasa, just like flax or linen is kibur yasa, which means flax is generally not dyed, not colored. It's white. So av tzemer kibur yasa, so to tzemer, the only tzemer that's going to be mitami, become tumas negoim, is white wool. So I might think, oh, that only means if you dyed it. So if a person dyed it, so then it has changed, and therefore it's not in its natural state. What if I have naturally black wool? Let's say black sheep, like the black sheep, that phrase. What if there's a black sheep? So I might think that that also is mitame mishum negayim tamalomar lepishim letzemer mapishim levana aftzemer lavan only lavan that is the what is this? When the Torah wants to say a colored tzemer, then it'll say tcheles. Tcheles means tzemer lavan. Rashi quotes that ala Torah, but regular tzemer is tzemer lavan as compared to pishtan in this case. Good. Says the Gemara. Taninan train kalalav lo dami and dain ladain. So our Mishnah had two yesodos, or the beginning of our Mishnah, right? What our Mishnah says, the beginning of Perak Eino Aser, which is the Perak about Janus. The Mishnah first says, Kilayim is only by Tzemer Upishtim, and then Tumas Negam is only by Tzemer Upishtim. Says the Gemara, but there's a difference, as we just said, between these two. Taninan ein aser mishum kilayim ela tzemer upishtan. Beit suim bein levanim. The first line of the Mishnah, that kilayim shatn is even by colored clothing. Taninan, but the next line, ein matamim bedagam ela tzemer upishtim ubevad levanim. Only white. So there's a difference between the two. Even though it sounds like there's a parallel, that tzemer upishtam is only tzemer upishtan by tumas negayim and by shatniz and by kilayim, but still there's a difference between them because shatniz applies to any color, while tumas negayim is only white. Rabbi Yona, Butsraya, Ba, Kume, Rabbi Mana, Taman, why the difference? Taman over there, Atamar, Bein, Suam, Bein, Levanim. Why is it by shatniz? It's any color. Vahacha, Atamar, Obavad, Levanim. And here, it's only white. By Tsaras is only white. So Amar Lai Shani, there's a difference. Shashana Alav Hakasav. Because the Torah repeated. Right? Shana Alav Hakasav, that's a phrase that comes up regarding Kudshim. Shana Hakasav La'akev. But here it just says, it repeats it, because it says Semer Semer Shtei Pamim. It says it repeats Semer Upishtim twice by Kilayim. Ma Pita teach us that it has to be only in its natural state. Ma Pishtan Kibir Yasa, Aft Semer Kibir Yasa. Only in its natural state is when the halacha would apply. So that's in terms of a little bit about Tumas Negayim. We know the Rambam discusses Tumas Negayim in Hilchas Tumas Saras. The Rambam in Sefer Tara starts off with Tumas Meis, right? That is the most extreme Tumah. And right after Tumas Meis, Para Aduma, which helps get you out of Tumas Meis, and then Tumas Saras, because that's the next Tumah that's also Matami Ba'ohel. After that, you have Sha'ar Tumas Mishkav Moshav, right? A totally new structure than Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi has in Seder Taras, but the Rambam here formulates it. Once Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik once told us that he said the Rambam loved Taras more than any other. He did that Pirush Mishnayis. We have more Kisveyat of Pirush Mishnayis for Taras over and over again. He has the Hadama to a Taros Pirush Mishnayis, which is the ABCs of all Tumah V'Tara. So it seems like he had a special place in his heart for Hilchos Tumah. So the Rambam, at the end of Tumas Saras, that's where he talks about Lashon Hara and where Saras comes from. Right at Saras, he shame ha'am kolel and yonim harbei, shein domim zelazeh. Saras includes a lot, many different spots, many different types. Saras includes saras of the skin, or beged, or house. Right, they're all called saras. V'zeh ashinu ha'amr bibegadim ubebatim shekara oso torat saras b'shutfis Hashem eino miminhalgo shel olam. This idea of nigei begadim is not natural. It's not minhalgo shel olam. Ela os upele haya b'Yisrael kedei lahazhiran milashon hara. This was a sign. This was a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to warn them from lashon hara. Shamasaper b'lashon hara mishtanos kiras beso. If somebody talks lashon hara, the walls of his house start changing colors and they get spots. It's a message from Hashem. Im chazer bo yitar abayis. And if he stops, then fine, the house will be tahar. V'im amad berisho at shehutatz abayis, mishtanen klei ha'or shebebeso, shu yoshev v'shochev aleihem. The cushions and the clothing, that's going to change. That's the next step. Im chazer bo yitaru. And if he stops speaking lashon hara, then fine, tahar. V'im amad berisho at sheyisrefu, until you have to burn them, mishtanen habagadim shalav. Oh, so first the Rambam says, your cushions and your blankets and your pillows. That's the first step of tumas begadim. After that, the clothing that you're wearing. So there's two steps in Tumas Begadim. Im chazer bo yitaru, v'mamad b'rishat sheyisrefu mishana oro, his skin. V'yitztara v'yemuvdal u'mafursam levado. Ad shelo yisasek v'sichas ha'rishayim, shi'haleitzus v'lashon hara. V'yal inyan zeh ma'asir b'Torah, the Torah warns us, hishamer b'negat saras. Be careful about negat saras. That doesn't only mean you're not allowed to cut negat saras. It means don't act in a way that'll bring the saras. Think about what happened to Miriam Tomas Tsaras. We know it's one of the Sheish Zachiros. One of the Sheish Zachiros is Zachiras Maisa Miriam. Rav Salvechik was bothered. We know some of the other Sheish Zachiros. You know, the Zachir of Shabbos, and Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Mamadar Sinai, and Chayta Egel, and Amalek. Those are major events that took place, and we understand why those are basic Yesodos Emuna. Zachiras Maisa Miriam, Lashon Hara is a terrible Aveira, that's true. But Dafka, that's the Zachira of a Lashon Hara. So Soloveitchik generalized it. He quoted this from Rav Kook, I think, in the Siddur, but he felt that this was the Pshat. It's not just a Zachira of Maisa Miriam Lashon Hara. Miriam and Aaron denied the unique status of the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's really the Yesod. Remember what happened to Miriam, because she denied the uniqueness of the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu? And that is the Zechira that we have. But that's all included in all the different types of Saras. Again, there's no Gemara on Negayim. So whenever it comes up in the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, it's a good idea to focus on it. Again, Lashon Hara, some of the discussions of Saras come up in Yevamis and in Erechin. But a Gemara on Negayim, we don't have. Okay, we continue now, says the Gemara. Ein Gwanim Lovshin. So we get to the third halach in the Mishnah. Third halach in the Mishnah was Big Day Kahuna. And that was the beautiful Chizkuni. The Chizkuni said, why is Shanis Usur? It's like Me'ila. It's like Me'ila because Shanis is reserved for Big Day Kahuna. And if you're not wearing, you're not Big Day Kahuna, then you can't be wearing Shanis. So the Kohanim are not allowed to wear Eina Kohanim Lobshim. All the Big Day Kahuna are made out of two materials, Tsemer and Pishtim. Some of them are just Pishtim. Right, some of them are just Pishtun, right, and that's the Ketones and the Migbas and the Mechnasayim, and some of them are just Semer, right, the Me'il is all Semer, right, all blue wool, but some of them, the Avnet is, of the Kohen Gadol is Shaniz, and of the Kohen Hedyud is the Machlokes, and the Choshen and the Ephod have Shaniz also in it. So, says the Gemara, Amar Ebzeira, Ksiv, Sonis Bat Kodesh Yilbash, the Ketones. He, the Kohen Gadol will wear when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. What is bad? Bad shu ole yechidi. Bad is a material that grows singularly, individually. So at this point, we think that means flax, because every stalk of flax grows separately from each flax seed. So that's what Ksonas Bat Kodesh, the Ketones of the Kohen Gadol, is made out of flax linen. Varit semer ole yechidi. What do you mean semer also? Wool also comes out of every hair follicle on the sheep, right? A string of wool comes out. Pirish b'Kabbalah. No, but we explain it as follows. Pirish b'Kabbalah. Kabbalah means in the Sifrei Nevi'im. V'lo yale aleihem tsemer. Right, a pasuk in Yechezkel, Mem Dalid. V'lo yale aleihem tsemer bisartam b'sha'arei hachatzer hapenimis v'vaisa. Right, we do not... The whole pasuk is b'vom el shara chaser apanimis big day pishdan yilbashu, right, they'll wear big dim of flax lo yala leim tsemer bishar sum bishari chaser apanimis avaisa, right, they don't wear it in, but they don't wear tsemer and pishdan in Hami bachutz ole aleihem. We changed the girsa. Outside, they could wear it. Outside, they could wear it. Not when they go in, but outside, they can wear it. Right? Bishari Pnimis, the Mara Folda says, Haina lefnai velefnim b'yom ha-kippurim. Right? The bod, just the linen, he goes in with on Yom Kippur, but mibachutz, in the Heichal, he could have some wool in the beged also. Says the Gemara, even before we do that, Idrei Kabbalah, Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah. Why Nevi'im called Divrei Kabbalah? Right, we know Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah. So there's a couple of pshatim. Rashi and Chul and Kuf Lamed Zayin. Rashi says, Torah Moshe Kriya Torah Levisha Nitna Torah Ladoros. Torah means to teach. So it's called Torah because it teaches for generations and eternally. V'shal Nevi'im Lokari Ela Kabbalah. Kabbalah means, says Rashi, Shekiblu Meruach HaKodesh Kol Nevuah V'Nevuah Lefitzarach HaShah V'Hador V'Hador V'Hamaisa. Kabbalah is more Kabbalah for a certain time. So Torah is eternal, and Kabbalah means for a certain time it was given. If you look at the Maariv Chayis there, the Maariv Chayis says there on that Rashi, look what I wrote in Torah Sanavim, which is one of his Sfarim on Torah Shebaal Peh, which has a lot to say. There's a lot to say there, but he talks there, he says, he quotes from the other Achronim, Divrei Kabbalah, Mebnei Shoyim Mekubalim, Lahanavim Baal Peh, Misinai, Vanavim Kasvu Mal Sefer. So they were makabel, and then they wrote it down. Then they wrote it down. But again, it was meant to be given over. Rashi in Tainus on Daf Tezvav is another pshat. If you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz in Baba Kama, on the first Daf in Baba Kama, on Daf Beis in Baba Kama, he says Kabbalah is from the word kovel, is to cry out and rebuke. Al shem shanavim kovlim vitzoakim al tsaris hanirus lembachazon. They cry out and complain and wail about what they see, what their vision is. If Bnei Yisrael don't follow properly, then there's going to be this terrible peronis. Kidda matargaminon im tsaok yitzak elai pasuk in mishpatim im mekabel yekabel. That's one. Or the second shot of Kabbalah is that shekulam kiblu nevuasam mimoshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai. Moshe was different than all the others. Moshe and all the Nevi'im, so to speak, get the Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That's the they're secondary in that regard. Regarding Nevi'im itself, we've quoted in the past, Rav Shechter and Be'ikvei Atzon has a discussion relating to Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right, the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin in the Bavli says Ksov Zos Zikaron BaSefer. That's the makar for Tanakh. Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Sefer is Ksuvim. And he says maybe there's a depth to each of these words. Zos is like the word Zeh. Zeh, that means Torah. Why? Because Zeh, the Gemara says, and Rashi, the Medrash says, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Bahar, that all other Nevi'im have Koamar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu has Zeh. Zeh Hadavar, clarity. Right, whenever you could point to it with clarity, it says Zeh Bineinu Zeh, Zeh Maisa HaMenorah, Achodesh HaZeh Lachem. Zeh is always you could point to it. So that's why Torah is reflected from the word Zos, because it's clarity. Hashem dictated the words exactly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zikaron is Nevi'im, because Zikaron, throughout the Torah, doesn't only mean Zachor, it means Lahazkir, to mention and to verbalize. And that's what Nevi'im is. Nevuah is from the word Niv Sfasayim. The point of Nevuah is that it's given over, a vision is given over to a Navi to be able to give it over to Klal Yisrael. That's Nevi'im. And then Ksuvim is Kasuv, it's from the Sefer. It was given in Ruach HaKodesh to write down, and then we're supposed to learn from what was written down. That's the beautiful pshat of Zos Zikaron BaSefer. But again, this is about Kabbalah that we just mentioned here. Okay, back to where we're up to. So we say that the Kohen Gadol does not wear a tzemer inside the Kodesh Kodashim, but on the way out, when he's outside, he can. Menayin Shein Mutar B'Kalayim. How do we know the Feirish that not only is it mutar to wear tzemer and mutar to wear pishton separately, but the Bigdei Kahuna have chanis in them mixed in literally, Shneamar, because of the pasuk also in first the pasuk in Shmos, in Tetzaveh, Ves Mestefa Sheish, Ves Pari Megol Sheish, Ves Bichzei Abad Sheish Mazar, Ves Ha'avneit, right, Sheish is linen, all those are linen, Ves Ha'avneit, Sheish Mazar, V'tchiles V'argaman, V'tlashani, right, V'tchiles V'argaman, and V'tlashani, those are all wool. So you have linen and wool in the Avnate. So you see there it can be mixed in. Viksiv, and it also Pa'are Pishtin Yecheskel in Perak Memdala. This is the Haftorah for Parshas Emor, which talks about the Kohanim. Viksiv Pa'are Pishtim Yehu Arosham. It'll be the hats will be on their heads of Pishtan. Umichnasei Pishtam Ihu Almasnehim. Lo Yachru Bayaza. Right, that's we learn a halacha from there. You can't wear it in a way that makes you sweaty. That's why the belt is not, the belt, the avnei was not worn in the place where we wear our belts, right, by the waist. It was worn higher up between the, it's like by, around the chest area. Because we, the halacha considers the sweaty area, like by the hips, that's a sweaty area, and the underarms are a sweaty area. So the belt has to be in between those two areas. That's lo yachru bayaza, and the pasuk when we darshin adarash sheish mishesh, and if you compare sheish the linen from the one pasuk to the other pasuk sheish mishesh sheish mi pa'are pa'are mi pa'are, if you do all of the hekeshim and the gzeir shavis, it comes out that one is allowed to have kilayim and shatnez in the big day kahuna. The Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that any besides tzitzis, the tchelis of tzitzis requires it to come from a chilazon, from the snail, but the other items that require tcheles, it could be of any dye. The Rambam doesn't quote that you have a requirement to have a dafka from the tcheles. That bothers the mefarshim in Ches Yud Gimel. It bothers the Mishnah Lamelech, which about says lo yadati lama lo bi'a rabenu shetseva zet zorach shiye b'dam chilazon va'afim yimsa tseva acher shiyehei eno dome le'etzam hashamayim pshita lo mahani kimen shiye b'dam chilazon. So he wonders why the argaman, for example, the Rambam said the argaman is tsemer hatzavua ed adom tolashani tsemer hatzavua bitolas. Right, so those are questions, or about the big discussion in that Rambam, also about Tolas. There's a lot in that Haftorah. Okay, we don't have time to go through the whole Haftorah there, but that whole Haftorah, Mem Dalad, in Yechezkel, which is, again, the Haftorah for Parshas Emor, it talks, there are a number of psukim that seem to be against psukim in the Torah. So different halachas for the Kohanim, there mentioned in Navi and in the Torah. So again, there's the Mefarshim there, the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Radak, they're trying to figure out whether it's not meant Kipshuto, or the Radak says maybe La'asil Lavo, Kohanim Hedyotim will all have the halacha of Kohen Gadol, and that's why some halachas will change. But either way, that's fascinating to try to put together what's mentioned there and here. For example, it says there, a Kohen can't marry an Almana either. Not just not a grusha. Almana ugrusha lo yikru lam lanashim kim besulos mizera base Yisrael. For almana shati almana mikoin yikacho. Unless it's an almana from a kohen. And it's just kohen. So again, that's not what we hold lamaisa. And other differences. So the Rishonim try to figure out, put these two together, what it says on Parshas Emor and what it says in Yechezkel in the Haftorah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara last line, Mashni tolas davar sheish baruachayim, just like the shni, the wool that comes from a tolas, a red worm, davar, it's a dye that comes from something that was alive. I've called davar sheish baruachayim, so too, everything, all of them have to come from a ruachayim, right, it's from the chilazon, says the Marafold, and not from other dyes, and that's the question that the Mishnah Melech has on that Rambam. Continuing, also, Matzemer, Shein Bar, Lashem Lavai, also for Big Day Kahuna. Just like for Shatn, as we said, but also for Big Day Kahuna, just like Tzemer, you can only use the Tzemer that doesn't have an accompanying name, of Pishtam, Shein Lo Shem Lavai. So too, Pishtam that doesn't have a Shem Lavai. Good. Rabbi Yona Ula, Bar Shema, Bashem Rabbi Lazar. Tzemer, Pishtam, Shatar, Fanasar. Tzemer and Pishtam that you weave together and that you blend together, it's Aser. Aye, what about Bittel? So I didn't get to mention this yesterday, but you can't learn this parak without knowing the Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Aleph. The Maharaj Silio quotes it here. Right? We know, we mentioned yesterday that if you have Tsemer of a sheep and Shemer of a camel, so then you go by Bittel Barov. But Tsemer and Pishtam, you don't say Bittel Barov. One little string, that makes Shatness. So that's Tosfos as Yisod in Nida Daf Samach Aleph. So why is that? V'im Tomar, the Gemara there talks about if you have a Beged, that there's one string of Kalayim somewhere in the Beged, then it's Shatness. And you can't even sell it to a guy because maybe you'll sell it to a Jew. Says Tosfos, what about Bittel Barov? V'im Tomar, V'liftel Baruba, Kitaparchina Besof Temura, Gabi Seir Nazir, Shenei Rakbet Beged Yidalei, V'liftel Baruba. So it says Tosfos, Yishlomar Abdol Shayach Bittel Barov, Ela Kishoha Isser Mu'ura Beheter. When you have Isser Beheter, then you can talk about Bittel Barov. Aval, Kilayim, Sheshneim Heter, V'ne'esarim Al Yedei Ta'aroves, Kach Aser HaMaruba Kamo HaMuat. But by Kilayim, It's about heter, beheter. It's two things that are mutter. Only together they become a problem. If the problem is only when they become together, then you can't say bittel works. The whole issue comes when they get mixed in. And therefore, you're not going to say bittel in that regard. The Rush over here says, yeah, and what about basar b'chalav? Basar b'chalav is like kilayim. And yet there's bittel there, right? If there's only a little bit of milk to the basar, less than 1/60, so then also we say there's bittel. So why not kilayim too? So Tosfos said, the Rush says, maybe it's a chiddush. Derech Bishul Asra Torah, it's only taste. Nesinas Tam. Special din by Basar B'chalav is Nesinas Tam. And therefore, once there's no Nesinas Tam, then it's not Asr. But when it comes to Kilayim, so it's not about Tam, it's just about the reality of the mixture of the wool and the linen. And therefore, it's going to be different, and Bittel is not going to apply. That's a very important Tosfos. Nida Samach Aleph Amid Beis, and the Rush there as well. So Gemara says, back to our case, so if you have Semer and Pishtin that mixed in, and you can't separate it, so it's Aser, it's a Kesed Ose, so you can't wear that shirt. So what do you do? So maybe Litra Va'od Semer Gimalim Umavatzlan. Or maybe it's not a shirt yet, it's just the wool. Maybe it's the strings. You bring a Litra Va'od, meaning the assumption is that you have some pishtan or tsemer, you have tsemer of a litra, so you bring a little more of a litra of a od of the tsemer gemalim, and you're mevatel it, because now all the tsemer is called camel tsemer, because it's the rove, that's what you do. Ask everyone, ask the mefarshim, what about aim of alanis, the mishnah and trumos? You can't even do bittel on purpose. So why can you do bittel on purpose here? That's probably pashas and isudra banan. We mentioned the avni miluim and the tshuva and simin yud ches, the kso said maybe bittel of truma is an Isidaraisa. That could be an Isidaraisa, even if you want to say regular, in Mavatla Nisal Chachila, it's a Drabanan, but based on the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai, you need Dafka, a special Shmira for Truma, so then even when it becomes Chulin, you've been Mavatla, you've ruined it, and therefore you haven't been Shomer on Truma. And therefore it could be, Yerlani is Daiti, I'll read it, Dacha Menatara Asr, Mishim Donam Usharan Ala Truma, Shlo Nafsidena, Kitachsev Mishmaritam Asr Mishmaris Trumosai. And that's why that might be Asr. But again, if it's not Truma, so then we will say that it is Asr Drabanan. So why is it Mutter here? So some say the Drisha says in Yeredeya, maybe here because it's raw, it's in the raw unspun status. It's not spun together. So maybe it's not usher yet. You're just preventing it from becoming usher. Or if Chaim Kanievsky here says, because maybe the isser, bittul isser l'chadchil, is where you have real isser and real heter. Like Tosfos said earlier, here the whole thing is based on the mixture. So if it's only based on the mixture, so then if bittul would apply, then maybe we would allow bittul. Maybe that's what's different. The others say, other pshatim, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara, Abba Barchan Chuna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tzemer U'Pishtim Shetarfan Bitflan. If you mix Tzemer U'Pishtim together, you will mevatel it. What? We just said not. Rav Amar Aser B'Tar Ravosan. Rav says, no, it's Aser B'Tar Ravos. So my pligi, right, what's the machlokas about? So there's no machlokas. They're talking about two different things. Madam Rav, when Rav says that it is Aser B'Tar Ravos, K'Pishah So, Beged B'Fnei Asim. If you make a Beged of Tzemer and Pishtim, that's a problem. That's Aser Kilai. Begotten. Madam Rabbi Yirmiyah, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah, what was Rabbi Yirmiyah talking about in this bittel? Biyahi deboi maravasa im churin. No, if it's, you have the tsemer beforehand, then you're going to be mevatel the tsemer in tsemer gemalim before you mix it into the pishtan, so that is what you do, that's what it's talking about. Good. Some stories about the Chumra of Shatnez. Reb Chila bar Valas, how he lo beged shloshim shisho ribo dinar. He had a very expensive beged. V'yavi l'Rebbe, he gave it to Rebbe as a present. U'matzabo kelayim v'sarfo. Rebbe found kelayim in this very fancy beged, and he still burned it. He still got rid, destroyed it, even though it was a fancy beged. Reb Yimana, how he lo beged b'shloshim ribo dinar. He also had a very fancy beged. V'yavi l'Reb Chia barada. He gave it to Reb Chia barada as a present. Amalei zavnis lamis. We'll go with our gear. So it was. It turned out to be shatnez. So he says, you gave me this for dying, meaning it can only be used for shrouds, because somebody who's alive cannot wear kilayim. Tahavi levaya, tahavi michrich. And you know what? He kept it. He didn't wear it until he actually died, and they used it for shrouds. That's one version of the Gemara. There's another Girsa that, let's say, the Pnei Moshe has, Zavnis Lamesav, he was so happy, he says, you gave me this to sit on? Wow, unbelievable. And it was a fancy beged, and he sat on it until it got worn out, until it was rolled on him, and it got worn out. It's a different pshat about what exactly that means. If that's the case, so then it's just a connection of a story about giving a present to someone else, but not connecting to Shatnes. Amar Chager Shua Bar Yislag Maisi Manav Mi Beit Katzra. He brought his clothing from the launderer. Umaisiv Aloy Asar Chutin. He found some extra threads on it. So he checked every single tiny part of the beged in order to be able to be sure that he wasn't going to violate Shatnes. He was very careful. He always told his family, don't put the looms of the different materials, of the wool and of the flax, don't put them next to each other. Begin pipa. Maybe they'll become attached and maybe they'll become connected, and therefore you have to be careful. Hashirai v'aklach v'chudu hashirayin metachsa. Hashirayin is silk. V'aklach agvin kisari. Right, that was mentioned in the Mishnah, that midaraisa, that is not a problem, just midarabanan, mishamara sayin. Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, chizarti akom afarshi ayam v'amru, kalcha shemo. They said kalcha is the name of it, and not agvin kesari. Okay, we'll stop there. As we'll continue next time with a discussion of Mara Sayin.